Om Shanti. 26th June 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you finish obstacles with zeal and enthusiasm and become a close jewel who is equal to the Father. The zeal and enthusiasm that children have of being close jewel, Saman Ratan, equal to the Father, Bab Saman, and to give the proof of Sabut, of being a worthy child, Sabut, is the basis of the flying stage. This enthusiasm finishes all type of obstacles that come and helps you to become complete and perfect. The pure and determined thought of zeal and enthusiasm becomes a particularly powerful weapon to make you victorious. Therefore, always have zeal and enthusiasm and the means for this flying stage in your heart. So, Baba is telling us about flying stage. Chadti Kala. And four rhyming words in Hindi are used. First is, if you want to become close jewel, Saman, Samip Ratan, and if you want to become close equal to the Father, Bab Saman, and if you want to become a worthy child, Saput, for all of these things, the basis is zeal and enthusiasm, umang and utsah. This is the basis for all these three things, and with these three things, Saman, Saput, Samip, you give Sabut, proof, evidence. This enthusiasm does three things. First, it finishes all obstacles. So, this zeal and enthusiasm, this zeal and zest, it does three things. First, it finishes all the obstacles. Then, it is a powerful weapon to become victorious. And third, flying stage. So, when we have zeal and enthusiasm in what? To become close jewels, Samip Ratan. Zeal and enthusiasm in what? To become Saman, equal to Father. Zeal and enthusiasm in what? To become worthy child, Saput. When these three things are there, we are able to give proof. When these three things are there, we are able to give Sabut for becoming a worthy child. So to have zeal and enthusiasm in this one thought, to have zeal and enthusiasm in this one sankalp, that I want to become Saman, Samip, Sabut, Saput, and to give the Sabut, evidence or proof of this, is to enter into flying stage, is to have the powerful weapon to become victorious, is to finish all the obstacles of our life. All the three things will happen. And Baba has specially used the word flying stage. What is flying stage? What is Chadti Kala? What is Chadti Kala? Yeah, Chadti Kala, but English translation they have given as, better it would be ascending stage, but they have given as flying stage. The word Chadti Kala has come from Sikh literature, where they call it Chadti Kala. What is Chadti Kala? Chadti Kala is a stage of positive, eternal optimism or ascending stage, where it is described so many times in Guru Granth Sahib that every Sikh should have flying stage. And flying stage will come when bhana, that is a word which is used, bhana means will of God. When you surrender to the will of God, tere bhana, when a Sikh surrenders to that bhana, to that stage of will of God, then he will automatically have chardi kala, which means ascending stage, which means a stage of eternal optimism and bliss, which means a Sikh is free from all the panjavikar, five vices or five thieves or panja chor. And from that only, when we listen in Murli so many times, panch vikar, five vices. These vices are described even in Vedas or even in other scriptures of the world. But in this kram, in this series, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar has come only in the Sikh literature. And since Brahma Baba has a lot of influence of Sikh literature, of Sikhism, so you will see many different words from Sikh literature in Murli. So these five vikars, panjachor, and here this chardi kala means ascending stage, means a stage of optimism, a stage of eternal optimism, a stage of positivity of a Sikh person, because he is surrendering to the will of bhana. Bhana is the will of God, because he is surrendering to the will of God, and in fact that God is nirvair, because he doesn't have any enmity with anybody. That's why he will always have good things done for each and every soul. So since he is nirvair, since he is akal purush, so everything that comes from him, everything that he does is good. So that's why a Sikh is believed to surrender to the will of God, to the bhana of God, to that akal purush or nirvair. So that's why this word has come so many times in Sahib, Guru Granth Sahib, and same thing has come in Murli. Baba says, each one of you Brahmin should have flying stage, should have ascending stage, should have state of mind which is absolutely positive, and there are no emergence of negative feelings like jealousy, like anger, irritability, and so on and so forth. So zeal and enthusiasm, zeal and zest. When one has zeal and enthusiasm in the world also, without enthusiasm, nothing great can be achieved. Emerson has said many times, without zeal and enthusiasm, when we were very small children, we had this book in our house, Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. And we used to read that book without even understanding what is it. But now when I look back, what all those authors, Dale Carnegie and all those people had written, now we can understand these people of the world, they also talked so much about enthusiasm, zeal and zest. Without enthusiasm, Baba is saying, you cannot have flying stage. You can never ascend up. You can never achieve that stage of optimism. Some or other of this panja vikar or thief or chor or dosh will come unto you. Without enthusiasm, you will never be victorious all the times. Without enthusiasm, all the obstacles will not finish. Some or other thing will come up and you will be made to fall down. So have eternal zeal and eternal enthusiasm. And as Baba has used all those words, if you want to become saman, samip, if you want to become equal, close, equal and worthy. Saman, samip, samip, saman and sabut worthy child, then only you will be able to give proof, saboot of being Baba's child. So for all of these things, enthusiasm is must. And our enthusiasm should never go down. It will have waxing effect. It should not never have waning effect. Just as moon waxes and wanes, so waxing enthusiasm, increasing enthusiasm, flying enthusiasm, always rising enthusiasm, chardi kala and chardti kala, and ascending art in enthusiasm is what Baba wants. But sometimes it's difficult to maintain the same enthusiasm in jnana and yoga, because so many things are coming. If you just see one day of ours, from morn till dusk, so many things are coming, so many people are coming, so many circumstances are arising, and all of these things are making us come dwindling down, are making us come down so fast. Everything is against, going against the grain with us in life. How to have that eternal enthusiasm? And the best way for eternal enthusiasm is to seek newness all the time. Is to search for something new, something creative, something which nobody has yet done, something which only we feel that I have to do. And this is an eternal accountability upon me, that I have to find out something new. Because without newness, boredom sneaks in. Without enthusiasm, boredom will come, and that boredom leads to all other vices. Boredom is a trigger for vices. There is a vice, for example, lust, hidden somewhere, and somebody adopts brahmacharya for a long time, in spite of all the odds, at some time, but he enters into the stage of boredom. So this boredom is a trigger for lust. This person falls sick. This sickness, physical illness, is a trigger for lust. This person enters into depression. This depression is a trigger for lust. This person enters into the stage of idleness, where he doesn't have any work to do. He is a trigger for lust. This person enters into loneliness. This loneliness is a trigger for lust. In fact, all of these things are unrelated to lust. But when person enters into it, all those previous sanskars can re-emerge. Because when one is not busy, when one loses enthusiasm, when enters into dull and drab state of the mind, anything that is happening in that dull stage, anything that is happening in that low stage of self-esteem, will trigger lust. So it is quite strange. A person who was addicted to all the vices in the past, and he does purusharth of 10 years, trying to get rid of all the vices, and he enters into that nirvikari, viceless stage, but at some point of the time, he enters down, and he enters into loneliness, into depression. That depression will become a trigger for lust. He enters into mental stage of anguish, agony. Somebody has rejected him. He enters into dejected stage, hopeless stage, failure, laukik failure. He goes for some exam, fails. He goes for some interview, fails. Some failure comes. This failure is a trigger for lust. Because here the stage of the mind goes down. And that's why all of these things, he has not seen anything wrong. He has not heard anything wrong. He is not watching movies. He is not reading vicious novels or books or magazines. He is not entering into bad company. Nothing like that. But still, All of these things will trigger lust. This is such a subtle philosophy of sensuality. When person doesn't understand, I have not done anything. Because when all of these things come, old memories of indulgence, bhog, old memories of touch of skin will emerge back. Old memories of transitory sensual enjoyment will pull back the soul and everything comes down. So that's why we have to keep our enthusiasm in the chardi stage, in the ascending stage, in the stage of eternal bliss and optimism, without allowing the panjachor, the five thieves, to enter our lives. There was once a master builder. He used to build buildings and he was employed in one company. And this master builder once got fed up because he has built so many houses till now and whole life he had spent in building houses. It's sort of engineer or like. And at last he decided, now I have to retire from building houses. So he went to the manager of the company and he told him, it's too much now. I want to retire. I do not want to build any more houses. I want to spend my time with my wife, my children. I want to lead up for my personal thing. So the manager was not very happy because he was such a beautiful builder, because he had built so many big houses and so many beautiful houses. So the manager said, okay, you take rest definitely, but I want you to do just last one project. Do this project for me. Last building, last house you build. It's just for my sake. You do this. And the master builder, that person, he says, okay, unwillingly. He came back and he spent about 1 year building that new house. But then his heart was not into that. He had lost all enthusiasm because already he said, I want to retire. And still the boss is giving new job without understanding my inner desire and will. But still I am an obedient person. Whole life I served, I have to obey to him. And very unwillingly, without any luster, without any enthusiasm, without any sense of animation, he made that house, but in a very shoddy manner. Not very much interested, not taking care of all the things, not looking after laborers so well. So the house was made and it was very dull looking, not very beautiful, not to his standard. And he went to the master, his company manager, and the manager said, okay, thank you, and now you come tomorrow. We have arranged a farewell for you, since you are going, it's the last day. So there is a huge farewell, and during the farewell the manager announces one thing. This particular so and so person, Clyde, his name is Clyde. So he says, Mr. Clyde, who is a master builder, he served us whole life so religiously and now he is retiring. So I want to gift him one thing. And these are the keys of the house which he has made. And I am giving these keys to him so that he can live the rest of the life with his family in this new house which he himself has built. And that time he feels, oh, this is the worst house I ever built. Because I had not put any enthusiasm into this. So, this is something about enthusiasm. So, keep the enthusiasm up all the time. And for that you need to associate with those people who are filled with enthusiasm. Because enthusiasm, the virus of enthusiasm will infect you soon if you enter into those who are suffering from it. This is infectious disease, a contagious disease. So associate with those people who are filled with enthusiasm and they will definitely infect you. There is no vaccine for this. You cannot have immunity. You enter into the company of Tivra Purusharthis, intense effort makers, and those who are filled with bubbling enthusiasm, And automatically you will find you also join the bandwagon. You also enter into that group or gang of Tivra Purusharthis. So, always associate with. So, one is associating with good people or Tivra Purusharthis. Second is keep yourself busy in reading new things. Fourth, third is have newness, everything. Think of what newness I can bring in my life. What newness I can bring in this Brahmin life. The same Amrit Vela, can it be changed? The same listening Murli, can it be changed? The same narrating Murli, relating Murli, can it be changed? The same mode of Seva, can it be changed? The same talks, the same everything, the same evening yoga, the same churning, the same talks. Can this method of churning be changed? Think on everything. If there is a Murli with us, I have been reading this Murli in this particular manner from last 10 years. Can I change it? Can I change my understanding? Yesterday we were discussing, it's already written here. So, have newness in each and everything so that you will have Charitikala ascending stage. Om Shanti.